Karen Dillon speaks of layers when he talks about his Pink Whistle Legacy Fund campaign. 16 years ago, the Ladner resident launched the initiative for the BC Cancer Foundation after his sister, nephew, and a fellow basketball referee died early from the disease. Dillon and his team raised funds first by selling pink referee whistles before another layer was added to the drive. Pink lanyards. Soon, referees around BC and Alberta were sporting pink and black striped shirts on their courts in February. Another visual effort to build awareness for cancer research and patient support. And, last year, with the help of his friends at Four Winds Brewing in Delta and Parkside Brewing in Port Moody, which is co-owned by Sam Payne, a basketball player who Dillon reffed at Kitsilano Secondary and at Capilano University, the Pink Whistle campaign got yet another boost when they produced a pink pale ale for the cause. Today, February 7th, the two craft breweries are out with their second limited edition beer collaboration for Pink Whistle, this time featuring a cherry Berliner Weisse that will help Dillon and his BC Basketball Officials Association team reach their $300,000 mark. Brewed with cherries and Himalayan pink salt, and packed with a sour twist, the Pink Whistle suds can be tasted at the two breweries and local eateries until February 28th. As well, $4 from every 4-pack sold will be donated to the foundation. Residents who want to support the Pink Whistle campaign but don't drink beer can visit the group's donation page on the BC Cancer Foundation website. On Sunday, February 9th, the Pink Whistle team will be at Parkside Brewery, 2731 Murray Street, Port Moody, to promote the beer and the initiative. As well, Dillon will be at New Westminster Secondary on Tuesday, February 11th to promote Pink Whistle at a 7 p.m. game at the high school. It's not just the referees who are doing this. It's the entire basketball community, Dillon told the Tri-City News today, February 7th, adding, "We try to make the campaign fun by saying you can't come wet your whistle with this beer and call a foul on cancer. We don't want people booing us all the time because refs are a family on the court and off the court. And we have a common goal to fight cancer." A former sales representative for the radio stations KISS FM, News 1130, JRFM and The Peak, Dillon said last year's small beer batch brought in $1,300 for Pink Whistle. This year, Dillon is dedicating the 16th annual drive to his late niece and sister-in-law, who have also died from cancer in the past 18 months. Though hard to talk about his familial and co-worker losses from cancer, Dillon said he finds relief when discussing the topic with others. "It's very therapeutic because you find people who have also gone through a cancer journey," he said. "It's a silver lining that reminds us to keep doing this. I'm very, very proud of the entire basketball community who has rallied and has understood the impact of this disease." Meanwhile, Four Winds and Parkside are giving away $700 in gift cards to one contest winner this month in support of the Pink Whistle Legacy Fund and the BC Cancer Foundation. To enter, contestants must be at least 19 years old and need to like the Instagram post, follow the two breweries on Instagram, tag three friends in the comments section, share the post and tag the two breweries. Megaphone got an opinion on this story or any others in the Tri-Cities? Send us a letter or email your thoughts or story tips to newsroom@tricitynews.com. Cell phone with Arrow want to stay updated on Coquitlam, Port Moody, Anmore and Belcarra News? Sign up for our free daily newsletter. Speech balloon words missing in an article? Your ad blocker might be preventing hyperlinked text from appearing.